I'm Angelica, and I will be your host for my first episode of my podcast. So thinking of a title for this first episode, I thought of the Madonna song, Who's That Girl? Though I'm going to alter it a little bit and say, who is she really? Who is she really? This was a question that I have been pondering with for over a year now. So for a little background, I grew up in an Argentine culture. My father's family pretty much still were all living in Argentina. As far as my mother, I can sum it up in a paragraph here as far as what I always was told when I was younger. And that is that she was born in Argentina. Her father was born in Athens, Greece. Her mother from Spain. They both died when she was young. She came to this country, the United States, at the age of 9 as an exchange student, grew up in a convent with her sister, who was the only sibling at that time that I thought she had, became a registered nurse, met my dad, and I guess in between that, her plans were to become a missionary nun. She always said that she had her bags packed and was ready to go to California, but those plans changed, and she ended up marrying my father. They had 2 kids, my brother and I. My brother is older, and she stopped working right after she had my brother and was a stay-at-home mom. In September 19th of 2023, last year, my mother had a stroke. And this really was just, you know, just flipped everything upside down. For the last 5-6 years, I've helped my parents with things like shoveling the snow and mowing the lawn and doing miscellaneous things, going grocery shopping. There was a point where my mom just kind of decided that she didn't want to cook anymore, so I started making extra food of, you know, what I would make dinner for my husband and my kids and take it over there. And I would do this 3 times a week for about 4 years. So when this happened also, I had noticed in the past maybe 2-3 years before this happened that my father was becoming more forgetful, and that's pretty much all I saw. Now, I wasn't around them, you know, 24/7, and maybe I was in a little bit of denial, and maybe I didn't want to see those things, but obviously now we realize, my brother and I, that there was obviously a lot of signs, and my mother kept it from us. So I've always had a bad relationship with my mom. We're both Scorpios, and she always used to say that we used to be at it at each other all the time, which is true. We did. We never had a good relationship. We never had that mother-daughter love ever. And I always had in the back of my mind that something just didn't jive. Something just, I had so many questions about her family and her parents and her life that she really never spoke to anyone about, at least not me. So I took a DNA test. And at first I thought, oh, shoot, should I really be doing this? Because the whole process was a little messed up. I took the test. It took like 2 months for them to notify me that they could not use the sample. And I had to redo it. So it was like almost like 4 months before I actually got my results. And I won't forget, I was working and my husband messaged me and informed me that my results were available. That was a moment I'll never forget. Clicking on there and seeing everything, I had just a bunch of emotions of anger and hatred and sadness and confusion. Why? So that was the beginning of my pursuing to find out as much as I can about her and her family, because I just have this desire, this push. Something in me is making me want to find out, maybe end up traveling to where I end up finding out that my ancestors were from. But that day when I clicked on that site was, to me, a prelude to a nightmare.